Eric Cardwell here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, and a little bit different radio sports page, racing related. We're talking to Knoxville Raceway historian Eric Arnold. And Eric, a big event for Knoxville Raceway coming up, the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame inductions. Welcome again. Nice to see you. I see you here every week, but always good to talk to you about the special event that the Hall of Fame inductions are coming up here in another few weeks.
Yeah, so July 5th, that Saturday at noon in Dyer Hudson Hall, we'll have our annual induction ceremony. We've got seven really good people to put in this year to honor, and excited to help recognize those people again this year.
And every year I have to say this, because I start talking about Hall of Fame inductions, and everybody assumes it's the facility over in Turn 2. Well, they've already had their inductions. You're completely different. You want to recognize people who have excelled at or have given a lot of year to the Knoxville Raceway, not just the world of sprint car racing.
Correct. So the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame started in 1979. The Hall of Fame in Turn 2 started in the early 90s. So this Hall of Fame has been around a little bit longer. We honor just our weekly event type of people that race here weekly for track championships, people that are here every week all year long. It's not a national award like the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Let's talk about the inductees this year. Jerry Beyer, we're just going alphabetically here, very well-known name around here at Knoxville.
Yeah, so Jerry Beyer's been on the fair board for 45 years. He's got a really big background on the construction industry in his career, and he's been instrumental with pretty much, he's been involved with rebuilding every building on the fairgrounds over the last 45 years. I mean, outside of like sections about A to J in the front stretch grandstands, the first 20 rows, like outside of that in the skate pit, I think everything else at some point in the last 45 years has been torn down and rebuilt. So every barn that you see outside turns 3 and 4, Dyer Hudson, the ticket office, everything on the racetrack itself, like fencing, Jerry's been instrumental with all of that, making this place look really nice.
And, I know people here locally know this, but, the Marion County Fair also happens at this facility as well. I'm sure he was, a big part of that, getting that going and, keeping it going.
Yeah, the fair is really close to Jerry's heart as well, helping out with 4-H and those kinds of things. So Jerry's been involved with that.
Another one, and I remember this guy when he drove here, Steve Brazil. One of the, probably, I would say, the most soft-spoken drivers around, but, very good, had some wins, had a lot of really good success here.
Yeah, so Steve Brazil is a driver. He's out of Pleasantville, so a local guy. He's since has retired and moved south, where it's a little bit warmer now, and he's going to come back for the induction ceremony, him and his wife, Kathy. But he's got 11 career feature wins on the 360 side, and he's won some Pro Series 305 races, and he also won the track championship in the 305s in 2010. So, he's got a really nice career, longtime supporter of Knoxville Raceway, and a really good driver, probably underrated. A lot of people don't always remember that name.
Well, this guy definitely not underrated, who we're going to talk about next. In fact, he still drives here and is still, I would say, very successful. Kerry Madsen, the Madman. Of course, he's won some track championships here as well.
Yeah, 2005 track champion. So Kerry Madsen is probably one of the most decorated sprint car drivers that we've ever put in as far as accomplishments, not just at Knoxville Raceway, which is, he lives here in Knoxville now. He's from Australia originally. But, so he's got 27 career 410 wins, the 2005 track championship, and then a whole bunch of top tens in the Nationals. He finished runner-up in the Knoxville Nationals 1 year. He won the King's Royal. He's won the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic 3 times in Australia. So, I mean, Kerry Madsen is a very well-accomplished driver, and he just finished runner-up against the Outlaws earlier, just a few days ago. So, I mean, he's still got it, even though he's aging. He's not slowing down whatsoever.
Next one is a guy that one of the first drivers I kind of got to know when I started covering races here, Jeff Matrician, or whatever I would call him, the Magician, out of Oskaloosa. I remember him winning a few races here, and really a very accomplished career at Knoxville.
Yeah, Jeff Matrician's from Oskaloosa. He ran quite a few, very successful career on dirt modifieds on the IMCA side, and then he went to sprint cars in 1996. He won a 410 feature here his rookie season. And, finished runner-up in the points 1 year, like 7 or 8, 9, career feature wins here, and then some 360. So 7 410 wins, and then 2 360 feature wins. Yeah. So Jeff had a really solid career at Knoxville Raceway. You can't. There's not too many people, you know, that have been around that's won that many features.
And next guy is a guy who we've seen him hang around the tech trailer and everything, but he was a driver. Mike Proffitt, has been a long standing person here at Knoxville.
Yeah, so Mike Proffitt started out driving race cars in the early 80s, so a local kid from Pleasantville. Just worked really hard to try to be a competitor there. He had a really good season in 1986 on the racing side, had several top 10 finishes. And then at some point, you know, in the mid-90s, he backed off on racing. And then in 2000, he became a track official. I think John McCoy maybe twisted his arm into becoming part of that, him and Cappy. And, you know, and now here he is. He's the competition director since 2011. But, yeah, a real quiet guy, but a deep passion for sprint car racing, a deep passion for Knoxville Raceway. And you can't really understate what his leadership has meant to us here at Knoxville.
We're talking to Knoxville Raceway track historian Eric Arnold about the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame induction that are coming up in July. A duo going in, Dick and Doris, help me with that name, Eric.
Seidenkranz.
Tell us about their story.
So Dick and Doris, they owned a race car. They were from Des Moines. They raced here in the 70s and 80s. A lot of people will remember them with drivers like Mackie Heimbaugh and Rocky Hodges, Kenny Potter. John McCoy even drove for them at one point. So long time family. They have a pretty rich history. You kind of look, their grandson is Brad Cummages, who still races here off and on. And then their great-grandson, Nathan Mills, won a 360 feature here last week. And then it turns out they have some cousins from Minnesota that still race. The number 64 that Ian Madsen won a 360 feature with here a couple of years ago. So John Eggins drove that car, and then we've seen Corey Eliason drive it this year. So, I mean, the family legacy that the Seidenkranz have left behind, it still continues today. So that's really cool to see and be able to honor them.
Dick Stone King, the final inductee we'll talk about, and that's the, you know, quite a story from him as well.
Yeah, Dick Stone King was killed here in a racing accident in 1979. A young kid, he's only 26 years old when he died, and he'd been racing here for a couple of seasons, had some success. He's from Illinois. He raced at West Burlington at 34 Raceway and won several features there for a few years. Came from a racing family. His dad raced here as well, his dad Dwayne. And, you know, tragically in 79 there, you know, Dick was involved in an incident. It was a BMA in July, I think, that year. And he wrecked, hit the flag stand. And back then, the flag stand used to extend out over the racetrack about probably 8 or 10 feet.
Wow.
And which also injured the two flagmen. And and Dick ended up dying from those injuries. And so it's just really sad that, you know, hate to put in people that are posthumously, we're putting them in like Dick and along with the Seidenkranz. But, you know, Dick, anybody that comes here and races and gives their life, you know, I mean, they deserve to be memorialized here forever. And we're just really happy to finally do that for him and his family.
And you, a couple of weeks ago, you brought up some pictures of Dick the day he died, right before he went out on track, which kind of was eerie, but whoever photographer you got that from, I think those are the pictures that's going to, you know, memorialize him here at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so actually Kevin Hedrick, that races in our Pro Series, is a kind of a distant relative of the Stone Kings. And Kevin was able to bring those photos to me. I'm not sure where he got those exactly, but yeah, really cool picture. Good looking guy. I had the, you know, the late 70s had the big hair and the mustache and everything. Pretty cool. Good looking kid.
All right. How do we get tickets? It's open to the public. So, you know, how do we get tickets?
Yeah. So the banquet will be open to the public July 5th, noon, Dyer Hudson. Tickets are $15. That just pays for your lunch. Or is it $10? Can't remember now, but anyway, call the ticket office. You know, either David or Laura or Gary can help you with that. Or you can buy tickets at the door that day. It just covers the meal. You know, serving the food's a little bit pricey nowadays. You know, food prices are going up, so you know, we got to charge a little bit of money for that. But we usually get a really nice meal out of that from CFC Concessions. They cater that for us, and yeah, then we. It's about an hour, 15, hour, half, hour and a half at the most, probably this year, ceremony, including the meal. So we try to get through pretty fast. It's low-key. People are here to race, and they got a race later that night, so we want to get moving on it.
All right. Eric, thanks a lot. This will be a great great program on July 5th.
All right, thanks, Derek.
That's Eric Arnold, Knoxville Raceway track historian on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.